Hi, patient's last name. Patient's last name is patient's last name is patient's last name is Palmer. PALMAR. First name is ALISHA. Today's date of April 18, 2024. An expert of a patient tells me that she was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First up, it was in December 14, 2022. Full stop. A patient has been having dizzy. Full stop. She woke up in the middle of the night, comma, and felt severe dizzy and vertigo. Full stop. And then she fainted and fell onto the tile floor. Full stop. As a matter of fact, she had complete loss of consciousness and fell head first, comma, and hit the front of her head. Full stop. She has immediate a loss of consciousness. First up, as a matter of fact, when she woke up, a common patient of severe head pain. First up, she was confused, disoriented. First up, she was out of consciousness for approximately 10 to 15 minutes. First up, a patient had the significant severe laceration on her forehead. First up, a patient was taken to medical facility. First up, as a matter of fact, she needed plastic surgery in the forehead, because the laceration was so large. First up, and now she has a scar on her forehead. First up, next paragraph. Since the event, patient significant dizziness, dizziness, vertigo symptoms. First up, chronic headaches. First up, the head is always painful. First up, patient has light sensitivity and sound sensitivity. First up, patient has fatigue. First up, patient has memory loss. First up, patient's temple pain, first up, patient muscle stiffness, first up. Next paragraph, patient also been diagnosed of a benign positional vertigo, first up, patient also diagnosed of vestibular migraine, so first up, patient's given vestibular therapy, meclizine balance therapy, and diazepam for her dizziness, so first up, next paragraph. A patient is currently active duty for the Air Force, first up, a patient works in medical logistics, so first up, however, patient's significant difficulty doing her job, come up because of her chronic headaches, dizziness, sound sensitivity, light sensitivity, and memory loss. So first up, a patient tells me that she cannot drive. So first up, she can hardly ride in the car. First up, she can always feel dizzy and lightheaded. So first up, patient is not able to concentrate and focus because of her headaches. So first up, dizziness and vertigo symptoms are severe at times. So first up, patient also has significant difficulty remember task duties. So first up, a patient would keep forgetting her task because of her symptoms. So first up, next paragraph, this marks the dynamic dictation.